You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. And I'm pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Nicholas Domingo. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. You are the executive director for an organization called Call to Inspire. What is Call to Inspire?
Call to Inspire is an organization that was created around a superhero, which I'm going to share about, Captain Encouragement. And the main mission behind the program was to teach children about nonviolence, resiliency, leadership, and compassion. And it came from what I feel to be the necessity to create change in the incoming generations.
And you live here locally, so why was there a need to create Captain Encouragement?
I think the bullying dynamic, the violent dynamic, and with the amount of kids playing video games that they're going around shooting and mowing people down with weapons, and there's so many different pieces, but even in communities like this, like smaller communities, you still see a high level of bullying, of negativity, of violence, and it's real anywhere you go.
And is bullying a major issue in Tuolumne and Calaveras County?
I can't speak to it from a direct hands-on because, I mean, some schools say that there isn't, and some schools say, like, we have a very high amount. I think it does vary per school, and I think people look at it as the bullying. There's a bunch of bullies, but there's an underlying cause, and a mentor of mine, Mark Dyken, really talks about it as we're really far downstream when we're just saying the bully, so we need to work on finding why the bully, why the pain, why the trauma, and really digging deep into trying to solve why that person is that way.
What does Captain Encouragement do, and who does he appeal to?
So Captain Encouragement is essentially the superhero medium translating a message to kids. It's a lot of the things that we really want to teach kids, and we base a lot of what we do off of resilience-based research or trauma-informed care, and we implement superpowers. We teach kids about superpowers, and these are real-life superpowers, like asking for help, like using compassion to defeat a bad guy, understanding that the reason that supervillains are the way they are is every hero knows that every villain used to be a hero, but that life events and circumstances changed who they are. And so we're really trying to change the conversation with children, and so we're introducing these characters through a comic book series, and it's really, and we have an after-school program, and our age group that we're really trying to reach is K-3, because they just got here. They're, you know, 5 years old. They're just learning about life. They don't know a whole lot, but as you're starting to speak to children, you're realizing how on top of things some of these children are, and they're starting to adapt their traits that will then carry on later in life for them.
So he doesn't use fantasy powers. He uses real tools.
Yes, yeah. I wouldn't say disguise, but we basically put real life powers that are necessary for emotional development as superpowers. And we teach them to the kids in a really fun, interactive assembly that we bring to all the schools.
Tomorrow night at the Sonora Opera Hall, there is going to be the first ever annual Captain Encouragement Benefit Dinner. What is this benefit dinner all about?
So we wanted to create an initiative to bring it to an entire county. And it did start here in Tuolumne County. The first school I ever went to was Jamestown. So for the Tuolumne County initiative, we plan to bring it to every school in Tuolumne County with also an after-school program that they can do as well. And the reason for the after-school program is because assembly programs can be great, but the longevity of an assembly program, there doesn't seem to be a lot of longevity coming out of a single interaction with a child. So we're really trying to create an after-school program as well. So the Tuolumne County Initiative would be bringing all the schools in Tuolumne County on the same cycle of the program to where then they can work together, different schools in Tuolumne County, Somerville, Columbia, wherever you are, it'd be these young students working together that could also solve problems together. And so we could break down the whole rivalry school dynamic. We can break down all the ideas of you and me and you and us. Like there's all these different levels of separation. We're really trying to break that down, starting with the children.
Tomorrow night at the Sonora Opera Hall, it is the first ever Captain Encouragement Benefit Dinner. What will the funds raised specifically be used for?
Towards implementing the Tuolumne County Initiative for each program, whether it's bringing in more effects for the kids, for the students, for the after-school program resources, towards getting all the kids their posters, and it's really to be able to bring it to every school, and that's where the funds are going into, is to the Tuolumne County Initiative.
Does Captain Encouragement have his own website and Call to Inspire have its own website, or is it a combination of both?
It's a combination. Call to Inspire is the organization. Captain Encouragement is the face. Calltoinspire.com.
Nicholas Domingo, Executive Director for Call to Inspire. Thank you, Nicholas.
Thank you for having me.